Exodus chapter 13. And the Lord Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, Sanctify to me all the firstborn, whatever opens the womb among the children of Israel, both of man and a beast. It is mine. And Moses said to the people, Remember this day, in which you came out from Egypt, out of the house of bondage, because by strength of hand the Lord Jehovah brought you out from this place, there shall no leavened bread be eaten. This day you came out in the month Abib, Nisan, March, April. And it shall be when the Lord Jehovah shall bring you into the land of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, which he swore to your forefathers to give to you, a land flowing with milk and honey, that you shall keep this service in this month. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread, and on the seventh day shall be a feast to the Lord Jehovah. Unleavened bread shall be eaten 7 days. And there shall no leavened bread be seen with you, neither shall there be leaven seen with you in all your homes. And you shall teach your son in that day, saying, This is done because of that which the Lord Jehovah did to me when I came forth out of Egypt. And it shall be for a sign to you upon your hand, and for a memorial between your eyes, that the Lord's Jehovah's law may be in your mouth. Because with a strong hand the Lord Jehovah has brought you out of Egypt. You shall therefore keep this ordinance in its season from year to year. And it shall be when the Lord Jehovah shall bring you into the land of the Canaanites, as he swore to you and to your forefathers, and shall give it to you. That you shall set apart to the Lord Jehovah all that opens the womb, and every firstborn that comes of a beast which you have. The males shall be the Lord's Jehovah's. And every firstborn of a donkey you shall redeem with a lamb, and if you will not redeem it, then you shall break his neck, and all the firstborn of man among your children you shall redeem. And it shall be when your son asks you in time to come, saying, What is this? That you shall say to him, With a strong hand the Lord Jehovah brought us out from Egypt, from the house of bondage. And it came to pass, when Pharaoh would hardly let us go, that the Lord Jehovah killed all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both the firstborn of man, and the firstborn of beast. Therefore I sacrifice to the Lord Jehovah all males that open the womb, but all the firstborn of my children I redeem. And it shall be for a token upon your hand, and for frontlets between your eyes, because by strength of hand the Lord Jehovah brought us forth out of Egypt. And it came to pass, when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God did not lead them through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near, because God said, Perhaps the people will change their minds when they see war, and they return to Egypt. But God led the people about, through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea, and the children of Israel went up as an army out of the land of Egypt. And Moses took the bones of Joseph with him. Because he had strictly charged the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you. And you shall carry up my bones away from here with you. And they took their journey from Succoth, and encamped in Etham, in the edge of the wilderness. And the Lord Jehovah went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud, to lead their way, and by night in a pillar of fire, to give them light. To go by day and night. He did not take away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night, from before the people.